Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, another week, another update on the Avengers, which is to say that it continues to spiral out of control, or at least the more information that comes out about it, we get more detail as to just how much of a spiral there is going on. Turns out the latest stuff, as reported by IGN, is that the Avengers game made by Square Enix and Crystal Dynamics has yet to actually make its development costs back, which is usually the bare minimum that you would expect from even something, even a failing game would be
crazy.
Able to at least, I know, recoup its dev costs. Sadly not, though. So we had a statement from Yosuke Matsuda, Square Enix's company president, who said sales of Marvel's Avengers were lower than we expected and they were unable to completely offset the game's development costs. Also, earlier in the year, we did this as a separate video, there was a games analyst called David Gibson who noted that the game had cost around $100 million to make and the Avengers has now lost $67 million, £50 million or 7 billion yen. There's more detail from Matsuda as to something he thinks is a bit of a factor, but does any of this surprise you at this point?
Like, to this extent, it genuinely does. Obviously, we've covered it before about how poorly the project has been received, how little money it's made. But even then, I thought, like, name brand alone, just by virtue of being the Avengers, like, that would have been enough of a surefire bet to at least get the development costs back, maybe even claw back some of the marketing costs. You know, I didn't imagine a world where this, like, actively lost lots of money, maybe be a financial disappointment, maybe, you know, result in the company coming in under projections for the whole year, but not to the extent of barely clawing back what it cost to make. Like, that to me, for a game with this name value behind it, which should be a surefire bet, it's like, you know, this would be like if EA made a Star Wars game and then reported that it didn't break even on it. Like, it's, to me, it's that mad.
The thing, in a weird way, it makes me quite proud of, like, the mass populace, because it reminded me of, obviously, like, the way that Star Wars was handled, like Rise of Skywalker, where they sort of just went, we don't know, let's just do fan service left, right, and center. Like, the same thing with something like Suicide Squad. It's just that idea of, like, corporately mandated entertainment, where it's like, well, if we just tick all these boxes, everything will just work. And in the case of the Avengers, it's like, you've got bankable IP, you've got games as a service, there's, like, loot stuff to chase, there's different sort of combat encounters to re-roll, and you've got multiplayer elements, all these different things. And I'm quite proud of the most people just being like, no, we don't want it. We're way more learned and we know what we want more than what you think we do. And you need to make something better. You need to make an actual product that you really care about. And it's not that Crystal Dynamics on the dev side don't care about what they're making, but clearly this was a, you know, punched and kicked together combination of bankable elements that, you know, we're just going to reject. So it is worth throwing into that mix. Matsuda says that he thinks marketing was a major factor to how much the game has lost. Another significant factor was the fact that we undertook a major advertising campaign at time of launch to make up for delays in our marketing efforts resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. There's a certain amount of development costs still to be... He loves this word, right? He throws this word in. That he used this a few times in the quotes, but I swapped it out most times because I thought this was a crazy word. He said there's a certain amount of development costs still to be amortized in third quarter. Amortized just means
that.
Recouping, to just sort of pay something off over to recoup costs.
I'm
going to
start using that all the time. Thank you, mister.
I'm living the amortized. And a certain amount of development costs still to be amortized in third quarter, but we want to recoup it by growing growing our sales going forward. We hope to make up for slow initial sales by offering ample additional content to grow our sales. So the first part of that, the marketing thing, for me, the marketing was one thing that was done terribly because I don't think they ever got around the fact that everyone took one look at those character models and went, oh, that's B tier, that's C tier Avengers stuff. We want licensed characters. And obviously, if you can't do that, you then need to sell something else. Hence, like, you know, the way Spider-Man was handled. And for me, the marketing didn't come across like this massive, overblown thing. I barely even knew Avengers was coming until it was out.
Yeah, I think to what they're talking about there, it sort of makes sense because it did get a blitz right up until like in the in the final month or so before it came out. But before then, yeah, I fully agree. Like, we were talking, you know, when we would discuss what games are coming out, what games we're going to cover, Avengers would just always slip our minds. Like, even Ewan, who was looking forward to it, got to the point where like it was just sort of this thing that we knew kind of was coming, but like, there was no real hype around it. There was no real kind of big reveals, nothing to get excited about, especially after it was pushed from, you know, the start of this year. And then I did think they tried to make up for that in the final month or so, where it was just Avengers is everywhere, like, come see our war table, come play as Spider-Man, come do this, come do that.
And obviously
it didn't it didn't work. But when it comes to like the future of this game, I think they are putting a lot on the line in the hopes that this is going to pick up steam and not just die. And to be honest, like, I don't want to see any game, you know, completely fail. I don't want it to just completely crash and burn. I hope it transforms itself into something worthwhile. But at this moment in time, I can't help but view it as kind of just total missed opportunity, a total lost cause. Because how many like players did it lose? Wasn't it like 96% of its player base?
96% of the player base. That was only on Steam, but it's still going to be indicative of just how many people are sick of playing it or trying to give it a chance.
It's still a steep decline, and the fact that the DLC was pushed, the fact that the next-gen versions were pushed. I know we're getting Kate Bishop finally on December the 8th, I think. Hopefully that gets the ball rolling, but everything's kind of been deferred, and I do think it's a huge uphill battle for Square Enix to claw this money back, and in turn, not only claw the money back and make a smidge of profit, but make it as big as it should have been, make that install base continually playing the game, continually coming back to it. I just can't imagine a world where that result comes true.
No, it's strange hanging a lot of the... It's not like they're doing like a big return push thing. I mean, like, they've kind of missed their window to do like a lot, like you said, like a upgraded 4K, Ultra HD, whatever, PS5, Xbox Series version of the game. They could have nailed that, but I guess like on the dev side, it feels like they're kind of putting fires out in regards to they've still got a litany of bugs. They've got a whole bunch of fan requests into how repetitive a lot of the missions are. And there's the Tachyon raids that need to be sorted out. And there's a lot of stuff that they've sort of already been grappling with before they even get to like, oh, we're going to plug another character into this, or we're going to plug another version of the game into this. But there is, you know, they did sort of talk about some characters that are coming up. Kate Bishop is one of them. Then the other sort of three most, will be the most recent ones after that, most soon to come ones after that. Can't think of the word that I want. It's not amortized, but the characters that will be coming after Kate Bishop. They also mentioned, obviously, there's Spider-Man on PlayStation, Hawkeye, and Black Panther. For me, Black Panther is one of the biggest gets there, because there's a lot of ill will around Spidey being on PlayStation because he's platform specific. I think if they did a big old Black Panther thing, that would be awesome. Like, obviously, they delayed it because of Chadwick Boseman's untimely passing, which still completely sucks. But I think that there would be a way to sort of get a lot of goodwill around the character and around, you know, the feeling of being immersed in that lore. Like, Black Panther is awesome. I think if you did something with that, you might as well be able to bring it back around that way.
There's so much that comes with that character, like the entire mythology around it, those unique settings, that unique play style. And I feel like they could make these characters, but that character specifically, feel like this big event, feel like potentially, you know, similar to how the Taken King was for Destiny. Like, this is, yes, it's an expansion, but also it's a revitalization of what you've already played. We're going to completely transform it, and this is a new start. Like, I think they need to take one of these characters, and it can't be Spider-Man because of, like you said, the ill will surrounding that character, and really, you know, make this next push, put out all the fires that need to be put out right now, fix the things that need to be fixed, and just hopefully, you know, rise from the ashes. Because I do think, I am kind of like conflicted. Like I said, I don't want to see any game fail. But on the other hand, you were completely right when you said, you know, the fact that people didn't buy this shows that we are like, there's only a certain amount of stuff that we could take in terms of tick box game design, in terms of monetization, in terms of, you know, people just pushing things out as a surefire bet and expecting us to buy them because, well, we like the Avengers, so we're going to buy the Avengers. But hopefully they learn the right lessons from that, and hopefully they can take all of that criticism on board and create something that genuinely does live up to that IP, lives up to the license, lives up to the name, lives up to the characters they've got, and more importantly, lives up to the talented team of developers that we know are at, like Crystal Dynamics and all the other studios Square Enix has working on this game. Like, I hope it does well. And in an ideal scenario, like, they do get to come out with these DLC characters and do something special. But I was also saying that before the game came out, Scott Tilford, and I had high hopes then, which didn't come true. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but not expecting much.
I think, because we obviously, for me, if you made it free to play, because Destiny's obviously free to play now, Rocket League's gone free to play, like various games that just, you get that initial, oh, I'll check it out style thing if you make it free. If you make Avengers free to play, you release Black Panther as your return character, you do the Avengers, you could even do the Wakanda Forever edition, do something that's just cool, something that just sounds awesome that people want to give a chance to or whatever, and you can dive in for free. Because that game's combat model is the best thing about it. Like, obviously the story's solid enough, but it's very much a primer for the multiplayer. And at least that lets that voice cast completely shine if they get extra chances to hang out with different characters and do more cutscenes and story stuff like that. It just feels like it's in like free fall at the minute. There's not really any goodwill around it. Like, even when Destiny was free falling, that player base was just saying, like, we love this. Our average player time invested is like 500 hours on the original Destiny. It was like this crazy statistic that the people that were sticking around with it were like, were loving it, were completely engaged with it. But this feels more like an anthem where people are not willing it to fail, but they're just done with it. Like, it just doesn't have this great core idea anymore. So, I don't know.
I know you're entirely spot on, which sucks to say. Like, the more that comes out about this, the more information that's revealed, the more we get an insight into the financial reality of how much money this game costs to make and how little it actually pulled in, how few people are playing it. I do think you're right that it is. It's another anthem. It's a bigger name anthem. And the fact that we're repeating almost verbatim the exact same sort of insights that we had into that game's like launch and failure that we have for this is just ridiculous to me, Scott. Like, time is a flat circle, nothing changes in the gaming industry. Here we are again, almost 2 years later, with the exact same problems about another big budget game that fell flat on its ass.
So yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Maybe you're one of the diehards that are sticking around with the Avengers. If so, what would you improve about it? What's been the stuff that kept you coming back, and what do you want to see from the future of it? If you're more like us and you gave it a shot and you're just not bothered at all, what would actually get you back into the Avengers? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.